Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Winning in Life with Dr. Fred and Linda Hodge. Through their 34 years of marriage and ministry to people, they have developed tremendous knowledge and insight in cultivating people for success in life. Get ready to hear motivational conversations and discussions on transformation that will help you reach your goals and live your dreams.
Hello, and welcome again to our Winning in Life podcast. This is Linda Hodge, and joining me is Dr. Fred L. Hodge. Again, you will be given some great content as we discuss our topic today, functioning as a maximized thinker. If you're going to be a winner, you must learn the principles of strategizing. You must learn how to develop a strategy for your situation. There are 10 attributes that are consistent with winning strategies that you should incorporate into your thinking. So let's begin.
Well, we have to begin with foundational principles. So the number one foundational principle for every believer is always honoring God in everything that you do. Your strategy must be based on righteous principles because God draws the line where righteousness is violated. So righteousness must be your foundation. Number two
is objectivity. You must have clarity, defined goals. The double-minded person is unstable and therefore cannot expect to receive anything from the Lord.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because being double-minded means that you have dual vision. And most people with dual vision cannot walk straight. And so it's very important that you have objectivity. That means you're clearly focused on specific goals. You have defined goals so that you can chart your course to finish your task. So objectivity is very important. You can't be sporadic, can't be all over the place. You can't be thinking one thing one moment and another thing another moment, but you stay focused so that you can be persistent in completing that goal.
So in other words, you have to be focused on your thinking. And like you said a few minutes ago, you can't be wishy-washy up and down one day. So you have to have clear vision and clear purpose. Let's go to number three.
Number three is optimism. You must have a positive hope and a conviction that you will succeed, because faith only gives birth to expectation. You must expand your expectation and give faith more to work with. So it's very important, your state of thinking, how you get up in the morning and process your day. And if you're negatively bent, then nothing is good about the day, and you go about focused on negativity. That's why it's so important that you train yourself, your soul, to look for positive things, because your brain, your mind is constructed and designed to go toward your expectation and your state of thinking. So optimism is very important for expectation to take place.
That's really so important, because many times people, they wake up in the morning thinking that they're going to have the worst day possible. And that's exactly what they have. And so they order their world, they order their day. So you have to get up in the morning expecting to have a great day, expecting wonderful things to happen for you in that day. And so it's so important that you wake up with a focused mind, determined that you're going to have a successful day. Because, you know, God has nothing but the best for you. So every day God has something new to show you, something new for you to explore about His word. And so you have to wake up expecting that God is going to show you something different that's going to heighten your awareness to His very purpose in your life. So when you wake up in the morning, expect good things. Expect God to be available to talk to you, and know that He has answers for you for that particular day.
Then we go to number four, which is organization. And organization is the answer to a confused and cluttered mind. So in order to eliminate clutter that could impede your success, you must take the time to arrange your thought processes in an orderly fashion. It's just like any room that you need to work out of. If that room, that office, that bedroom is really cluttered, clothes all over the place, trash not taken out, dishes all in the sink, then it's impossible to really define your day or to order your steps because you can't find anything. And then clutter, it kind of brings a confusion to your thought process. So you want to get rid of the clutter around you as well as inside of you. And that is to put order to everything.
Yeah, I know even myself, when I go into my little office area, if there's papers everywhere, it's just so difficult for me to get started with the projects that I need to work with. So in order for me to get started, everything has to be in place in order for me to really think clearly. So being organized is so, so important. And I think a lot of people don't realize the importance of having organization to your life and having things in order. Having your drawers in order, having your closet in order is something to really consider and to really begin to practice on creating the habit of keeping order in every area of your life.
Well, clutter, it's really confusing because you have to spend a lot of time and a lot of energy trying to find things, whereas if you had things in order, you would know where they were and you could go straight to them. So it's very important that we organize our lives so that we can work smarter, not harder. Let's go to number five. Number five is obstacles. These expected and unexpected interruptions in your plan are part of the successful strategizing process. However, they need not derail your progress and limit your success. Obstacles can be overcome by consistently working an effective process. So my thing about looking at obstacles, it just is an opportunity for creativity. And it's nothing more than a stepping stone to get to where you want to go. An obstacle to me means that you're doing something. You're moving forward. People that are not moving have no obstacles. They're obstacle unto themselves. So it's very important that we look redefine what obstacles are. And they are none other than information that comes to us that actually gives us new direction and will give us a new course to take to accomplish our goals.
That is so good, because many people look at obstacles as being a deterrent of being successful. And many times they think that if they have an obstacle, that means that they're supposed to completely stop what they're doing, that something is wrong just because an obstacle is there. But many times obstacles come into your life to make you better. It also brings about creativity, things that you would have never thought to do. You would have never thought to do them if you did not have that obstacle. So it's so important that you value obstacles sometime and allow them to actually push you over the edge to go to a place that you've never been to receive something that you never had before. So welcome the obstacles, because many times if you didn't have an obstacle, you would never have a clear plan of action. If you would have never tried something, you would never know that it did not work. So it's so important to not allow the obstacles to hinder you, but allow it to cause a progression in you. And so that's a powerful tool.
I'm gonna say one more thing on obstacles, because so many people have it in their minds that obstacles are fluent, flexible, and actually have an ability to move, and they don't. Obstacles are actually stationary. And the beauty about obstacles is that a human being has the ability to go around. So when you get to a place in the road where there's a prevention from going through, you simply take another route. And so many people, what they've done is stop their movement at a certain obstacle because they believe that's the end of the road. And so You have to awaken yourself to know that you always have other choices, and there's always another direction. If you get stopped in your journey going one direction, you just simply change routes and take another direction. It may take a little longer, or you can find a shortcut, but obstacles are not a deterrent from you reaching your success. Now let me go to number six, which is offense. Offense is really tragic for the believer, because it will cause a halt or stop and then moving forward until the offense is dealt with. Let's look at it like maybe a football game. No battle is ever won by the defense. It's always the offense that makes the score. So to the contrary, the Bible tells us that believers are to be on the offensive side. When most Christians hear that the Bible says the gates of hell will not prevail against us, they usually believe the church is in the defensive mode, and this is not true. Most of the body of Christ believes that hell is advancing against the church, but ultimately is unable to knock us down. However, it's just the opposite. The truth is that it is the church attacking the gates of hell. Hell has to defend against us. Hell must stop us. The church is on the attack. We are on the offensive. So, of course, the devil would rather you be the defense, just warding him off. But let me stir you up just a little. It's time for you to go on the attack. It is imperative that you have a purposeful attack strategy to eliminate the obstacles that would hinder you from obtaining your goal. It is time to attack everything that is keeping you from God's best. We are on the offensive. We have a mindset that we are on the offensive. We are on the attack. So let me stir you up. Get into action. Go after your goals. Go after your dreams. Don't let obstacles or the defensiveness of Satan shut you down. You have choices. Go around him, or simply go through him, because you have the advantage.
So we've got to get our fight back, because many times when these obstacles come, we have a tendency just to kind of want to lay down and give up. And so regardless of what come our way, what strategy the enemy would try to throw at us, we've got to know that we always win. And we got a lot to work with. We got the word of God. We got prayer. We got fasting. We got worship and praise. We got righteousness. We have an arsenal on our side that we can defend the enemy no matter what he does, what he say. So I've got to pick myself up, put on the breastplate of righteousness, and have my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I got to get my fight back. And so I encourage you who is listening here on today, I encourage you, I don't care what the enemy have told you, what lie he have told you, or whoever he have used to try to discourage you, I want to let you know that you have everything that you need to rise up and to take your place in the realm of the spirit. And as you take your place in the realm of the spirit, you are taking your place in life. So whatever situation you're dealing with, whether it's work related, whether it's financial related, relational related, whatever it is, I want you to know that it's time for you to get your fight back. I am your cheerleader today. Get up, get back into the fight, and pursue your dreams, pursue your goals. God has so much in store for you.
Well, we're at number seven of the 10 points that we're going to give you today. And number seven is observations. So in developing a winning strategy, you must become aware of resources and opportunities that appear along the way. Here's a key statement for you to remember. Experience has shown me that God gives you more as you follow the path of obedience than he does before you start. Of course, we would rather it be different. We would rather understand the whole journey and then get started. But God does not operate that way. God's way is as they win. So God gives you more on your way than he does at the start. So you must start. And along the way, you will become aware of the resources that God has set in place for you. You become aware of things that you did not and could not see before. Winners understand this. Therefore, winners are not afraid to step forward with no guarantees. Use your faith now. Step out in action and watch God begin to show up and give you what you need for that stage of your journey. Let's go to number 8 and I'll just introduce it. Number 8 is others. You must understand that other people will play an important part in making things happen for you. This is God's plan. This is the way God has designed your success, that other people would be bridges in your life to your next level of a wonderful living and great success. Therefore, you got to trust God to raise up others on your behalf and recognize the increase in productivity when there is team effort. So two are better than one, the Bible says, and that is a reality.
Amen. That is so good. That is so good. You know, many times people, they completely just break their bridges because they situations may happen between them and another person, and they respond according to, you know, to their emotions. And so you have to be very careful who people are in your life and who God bring into your life. So you got to treat everybody correct. You got to love everybody. You got to respect everyone, because you just never know who is God going to use to take you over to your next level of productivity. So you got to be watchful. You got to be insightful. You got to have discernment, because God have people in your corner just for you to take you over to your next place of productivity. So welcome people in your life. Of course, you got to discern who they are. Of course, many times the enemy will bring people in your life as well, so you have to be able to discern that as well. But be watchful and be discerning as far as who come into your life, because you just never know how God is going to use them to take you to your next level of elevation.
Well, that was number 8. Now, number 9 is oversight. If a process is to be successful, it is imperative that you consistently monitor that process. Just because you did something a particular way before does not mean that you should not alter the process the next time around. The process may need to be fine-tuned, so oversight is crucial. You have to keep your eyes to it, your hands on it, and you must check up on things and make sure things are running according to plan. And this way, you'll know what to adjust as you get down to through your journey.
Our last one on today is obtaining. The end result of the process is not just to work the process. No, the end result of the process is to obtain. So we must accomplish our objective. Winners obtain the prize. So God has something for you that He wants to give to you, but you have to be open. You have to be receptive, and you have to be willing for Him to use whoever He wants to use in order for you to claim, in order for you to obtain the blessing that He has for you. We're getting ready to come to a close. We have had an absolutely wonderful time on today. We believe that there was something that was stirred up in your spirit through this podcast on today. And so we believe in you. We know that you are just going to make some wonderful leaps in the area of your productivity in life. Remember, it's so important for you to be a maximized thinker. Remember, you are a winner, and you must learn the principles of strategizing. And so on closing on today, I just want to remind you that you always win in life, and expect good things to happen. For the close of this podcast today, we want you to invite a friend to our weekly podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and join us on our YouTube channel at Transformation Culture with Dr. Fred and Linda Hodge. And visit our website for additional resources and programs that will transform your life. And you can do that at transformationmentoring.org. Well, until we see you again on next week, we love you. Do something wonderful for yourself today. Take a leap of faith. Get into the fight. Get back into the game. Remember, you always win in life. And we'll see you on next week.
I hope you enjoyed this thought-provoking podcast with Dr. Fred and Linda Hyde. Please join us for another episode of Transformation Mentoring that will propel you forward into your legacy. Be sure to visit our website for upcoming events and tools that will help you obtain your dreams. The address is transformationmentoring.org. Connect to our social media. Grab a free gift when you subscribe to our list. Until next time, be transformed.